Greatest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott sitting in for Bob Inyart. We have a little bit of a problem today. Actually, I wasn't supposed to do the show. Joe Riccobono, the president of Colorado Right to Life, was supposed to do the show today. He's also a pastor. But unfortunately, his wife is in the hospital and they think that she may have malaria, Jenny. So we need to be praying for her. Jenny went to the Philippines a week ago with some folks from our church, Denver Bible Church, for a missions conference. There are 1,700 people at that opening ceremony of that conference in the Philippines. Now, these are people who are part of the Grace Fellowship, and we are loosely associated with them, but they teach the same things that we teach here at Denver Bible Church. So there are about 400 churches like that were planted by friends of Bob Inyart. Their name's Vernon Anderson and his wife and their son Ben Anderson. Unfortunately, somehow, while Jenny was in the Philippines at this conference, they think she's contracted malaria. So we need to be praying for the Riccobono family, not just for Jenny and the rest of the people that are there with her. I know we have one of our worship guys, he's down there. Alan is down at the Philippines with Jenny. So let's pray that it's not, maybe it's something else and the doctors need wisdom to detect what it is. So let's pray for wisdom for the doctors. Okay, folks, we're on the home stretch of the petition drive, the home stretch. Now, we need every single signature. If you have a petition with one signature, we want you to get it in. There are several places you'll be able to get it in at. Colorado Right to Life office at 1535 Grant Street. You can drop them off there between 9 and 3:30 today and on Monday, but Tuesday we have a victory rally going at the Knights of Columbus. It's just a couple of blocks away from the Capitol in downtown Denver. And it's going to start, the official start is at 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, come on in. We're going to have some state senators there, some pretty influential people will be there, but also, there'll be a press conference at 12:30. But if you have petitions on Tuesday, don't come at 12 o'clock. Get there at 11, because there's a lot of processing that needs to be done with those petitions before we take them to the Capitol. So we're asking you to get there at 11, so you'll be able to get them notarized, and we'll be able to do what we need to do with them. And you'll be able to make sure every single one of your signatures counts. And that's what matters. No signature can come in on May 14th. Now, if you have blank petitions, keep them. Because if they go through our 76,000 and we're just a few below after they throw out some of the signatures they think are not correct or done wrong, they'll give us another 2 weeks. And if you already have your blank petitions, that would be fabulous if we just hit the streets again and collect more signatures. We need as many as we can, though, folks, before Tuesday. So if you would, everyone, by the way, everyone is invited to the victory rally on May 13th. It is a big day. Colorado for Equal Rights. We'll be having the victory rally and a press conference. I'm repeating myself, I know, but I don't want you to forget this. At Columbus Hall, I just found the address, 1555 Grant Street in Denver. You'll have to look for parking where you can find it. You can park all day for $8 at the hall, or there are parking meters nearby. So If you have any questions about the petitions that you have now, call this number, 719-749-2164. They can help you. They'll answer any questions, get you more petitions, whatever you need before Tuesday. Make sure that, though, if you have blank petitions, you keep them. Don't turn them back in, because we may need to call on you again if we fall a few signatures short. Every signature is a wanted signature. If you have a petition with one on it, just one signature, turn it in. At 1535 Grant Street, number, suite number 303. We are so close to winning, folks. So close to winning that the Pro Boards had a press rally on, a press conference, I guess, on the steps of the Capitol on Tuesday. You should have been there, because you would have been the fourth person in the audience. I went, Leslie Hanks went, Donna, our sweet little Donna from Colorado Right to Life was there. She walked over from her office, and John Whitecheck, and we were the audience for the press conference. They had a bunch of their own people up on the steps holding signs saying, please vote no, vote no. But they can't say vote no on what. And then they had speakers. You would not believe these speakers. Doctors that got up and said, what if my wife gets pregnant? We go water skiing. We don't know she's pregnant. And then she loses the baby. Is she going to be accountable to the criminal justice system? How foolish is that? That really upset me when the doctors were sitting up there. And another doctor said that he had his wife is pregnant, but she's in her 40s, so they need in vitro fertilization to make sure their baby is healthy. I lost it. I lost it, folks. I was yelling at him, so you can kill your baby. If he's not perfect, if he's not exactly what you want, you're going to kill him. We have a phone call. Constance.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
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 I'm happy you're doing the show, but it sounds like, you know, we got all the signatures all set and going, but we're not going to give up yet. I want you to, you know, I'm sure the viewers, the audience knows that we're going to be at Family Christian Store tomorrow in Westminster, and I plan to be there at 10 a.m. You know, Bob can't be there. He's got a Colorado Right to Life meeting, but he might be there in the afternoon.
So, Connie, tell him who you are.
So I'm Bob's mom.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I miss you all, but we're working hard here, and we're getting lots done with the personhood signature amendment, the collaborator project. I can't save them babies.
Yeah. Connie, I know that wherever you go, you take that petition with you, don't you?
Oh, you bet.
And if you've got 3 minutes, you're outside of a store or wherever you are asking for people to...
Yeah, it's great.
And you've gotten quite a few.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Christian store. And like I said, I'll be there at 10. And you won't see Bob, but you'll see Bob's mom.
Where are you? Where is it? Where is it again?
On 88th and Pierce at Westminster.
Oh, all right. Well, folks,
okay.
Meet Connie's mom.
All right, I'll hang up now. Love yous all.
Thanks, Connie, for the call. 88th and Pierce in Westminster, that's where Connie will be getting signatures. It's right outside of Family Christian Stores there. I think there's a Home Depot there, and what's the other one? Burlington Coat Factory, that's there. So when you get done signing the petition, collecting signatures with Connie, you can go shopping. What better thing to do on Saturday? Well, it's going to be a pretty nice day, folks. Don't go shopping. Stay outside with Connie. Get those signatures. We also have, I was telling you about what happened at the Capitol. So this doctor is telling us how we have to have amniocentesis, so we'll find out whether our kids are healthy, and if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be able to kill them. I was just livid. each person, each speaker got up and said that this is dangerous. This is the most dangerous amendment to our state constitution. I have a question. What's dangerous about a baby? Healthy women get pregnant and then to not be healthy, they take steroids. They take steroids and then they become unhealthy and then they abort their babies. So I think it's more dangerous to take the steroid than it is to have your baby. Oh, we have a caller. Cal, welcome.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Cal?
I'm excited for Jesus. I'm out here petitioning. I've been petitioning almost all week, and I've got some great news for the listeners.
What?
This week, I have given away and signed up over 20 new volunteers that are going to go circulate petitions over the weekend on Mother's Day.
Wow.
On Saturday and Mother's Day. 20 new volunteers. So we're still getting new recruits. We're still getting new volunteers. And people are fired up about it. Hallelujah.
So are they going to go to churches on Mother's Day and restaurants? And
yep, churches, restaurants, and their family gatherings and get all their family to sign.
Oh, yeah.
So what a better way to honor mothers than to help protect motherhood and protect the babies on that day.
Boy, you're right about that.
And I want to talk to all the other people who are petitioning out there today and this weekend. If people are snotty to you, if women are snotty to you and won't sign your petition, you know what you say to them? Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's not being mean, but it just kind of rubs it in. So, anyways, folks, we just need a really big cushion. We need to get a lot of signatures. We don't want to go into the curing period. We want the potential major donors that are watching us to say, wow, look at that. They turned in lots of signatures. Several hundred people turned in for their party. I want to be a part of that. Come on to the party. Come on. Let's turn them in. Let's get excited and fired up about it.
You'll be at the party, Cal?
I'm planning to be there. I'll be marching, jumping, shouting, hooting, and having a big time.
And your family will be there? You get to meet
and
your family?
And what's even worse than that is all my kids will be doing it, too. Come on.
That would be fabulous. I can't wait for this celebration. It's been a long time coming.
Amen. Too long.
Yes.
Too long.
Yeah.
Colorado was the first state to decriminalize little baby boys and girls. Colorado should be the first state to recognize their humanity and protect them by law and by love.
Amen, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, God bless you, Joe.
God bless you, too. So back to the Capitol steps. So Leslie and I and Donna and John, we were the only onlookers, which is encouraging to us, I guess not too encouraging to them, but their whole campaign is going to be run on how dangerous this is, how dangerous pregnancy is. Oh, and the other thing they were touting was the fact that women will be criminally processed and prosecuted if they lose their baby, if they don't take certain precautions to stay pregnant, all kinds of lies. And no, it was really funny was John Wycheck was there. And every time a medical professional, and he's a nurse, every time a medical professional would yell, say something, John would yell, "That's a lie." And then they'd say another thing that was not true, and John would yell, "That's a lie." So some reporters went over to him, and he was talking to them, and they said, "Well, how do you know?" He goes, "I'm a nurse." So later on, the next day in the Denver Post, they said that the other side, they gave a big talk about what the pro-aborts had to say about our personhood amendment, and they said the other side was unable to be contacted. And we were right there, and they knew our names. At one point, Noni Fanoni, what's her name, Filoni Menendez, she's the lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. She came up behind me, and she said, "Joe, why don't you just be quiet?" And I said, "Why don't I not?" You know, they were just, everybody was trying to get us not to heckle them. But once we heckled them, the crowd behind the speaker would just make all kinds of noise and totally confuse the speaker. So it took them a little longer to get what they wanted to lie about out, which was a good thing as far as I'm concerned. So if they're going to tell you in the paper that we are unable to be contacted, it's a lie. Oh, and here's Bob Inyart. He's on the phone. Hi, Bob.
Joe Scott, thank you so much for doing the show. We're praying for Jenny Riccobono and their family.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So with the concern that Jenny might have malaria after going to the Philippines, we're really praying for Pastor Joe Riccobono.
Yeah,
Hey, Joe Scott?
Yeah?
I don't think the audience probably knew that Joe Riccobono was also a pastor in Thornton. He, people know he's the president of Colorado Right to Life, but he's also the pastor of a Bible church, and he's a real man of God. And his wife and some people from Denver Bible Church and other Bible churches in the Denver area went to the Philippines just over a week ago for a great trip, and there was, almost 2,000 people at the opening event of the Bible conference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hundreds of churches in the Philippines that were founded by our dear friends, the Andersons, part of a Things to Come mission out of Indiana. And so it's real exciting that all that preaching of the gospel is happening in the Philippines. But it's sad that Jenny might have got sick out there.
Oh, it's so sad. I'm just hoping they're not right about this malaria.
Yeah, that would be good. And whatever the situation, that the family and the doctors will have wisdom.
Right, that's what we're going to pray for, wisdom for the doctors. But on the other hand, the doctors in the Philippines are probably pretty familiar with malaria.
Yeah.
So,
Joe Scott, I'm also at Walmart. I saw Cal. He's at another entrance. But I saw him on the phone, and I was guessing he was calling into the show.
Yeah, he did. He called into the show. He's very enthusiastic about Tuesday's rally.
Oh, the victory rally at the Knights of Columbus Hall downtown.
Right.
That's at noon, and I can't wait. You know, Joe, my wife Cheryl and I are going to the Creation Museum on Monday. That's in Kentucky.
Wow.
And I almost feel like I'm playing hooky because I won't be getting signatures.
But
we're flying out there, a chartered jet, and a whole group of Christian creationists are going out. We're going to see the museum and then fly right back the same day. So we'll be back in time to go to the victory rally.
Oh, that's fabulous. And then you can tell us all about the museum
there. Yeah, the museum. It'll just be wonderful. Ken Ham's Answers in Genesis Creation Museum there on the border of Ohio and Kentucky. But, Joe, the signatures are pouring in. They're pouring in. People are coming out of the woodwork saying, I got my petition months ago. You know, Colorado Right to Life mailed me one, and I've been getting signatures, and now here's my 79 signatures.
That's fabulous. The point we have to make now is they've got to get them in, right?
Right, absolutely. What a shame to have signatures wasted. This is the No Signatures Left Behind phase of the campaign. And after this will be the step where the Secretary of State will be called upon to certify the signatures. And you could bet that Planned Parenthood is going to sue us, take us to court, and try to throw out the signatures. So we need to pray for wisdom, and especially for the people leading the campaign, Christy Burton, and their co-sponsor, her father, Mike Burton, and Keith Mason. They're going to need a lot of wisdom, but they have a great attorney, Joe. You know, they have the former U.S. attorney that Ronald Reagan appointed in Colorado, Mike Norton.
Yeah.
He's the attorney for the campaign, and he has a tremendous amount of experience in court. And so if Planned Parenthood thinks they're going to have an easy job throwing out these signatures, they're going to have to face Mike Norton.
Oh, I hope. I hope they aren't able to throw out hardly any, Bob, because everyone that I know that had petitions, they were so careful to use a black pen. Are you a valid registered Colorado voter? All of that. They were all real careful.
Right, exactly. And you know what? Having done this now for some months, there are people who get signatures out in the streets, like in front of a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes people are sort of sloppy. And they don't care too much, but they're just signing sort of to help you out. But the people who've gotten signatures from their friends and churches, which is the vast bulk of these, tens of thousands of signatures. They are beautiful. Every sheet looks like a work of art.
Wow.
And so I think we're going to have one of the highest validity rates in any signature campaign in history. A lot of people have put their heart and soul into this.
Well, they know, Bob, they know that this amendment could save the lives of countless children.
Yeah,
countless.
Kids, you know, precious kids. You just go on the internet and look at the snowflake children,
the kids
who were frozen embryos in a freezer somewhere, and then some Christian family adopted them. And then all you do is give them a chance. You just don't kill them, and you find out, you see what beautiful children they are, boys and girls. So this whole effort is to honor God, because he told us that he's the lawgiver. We have no right to change the law and to say that you can murder a child for convenience or any other reason.
That's right. We're
honoring God and loving our neighbor and protecting the innocent. This is such a Christian ministry and a testimony to the world that there is a God and we need to obey him.
That's right. Because we're doing this, God is going to bless us.
Yeah, when you honor God, when you obey God, he does bless you. And, you know, there's only salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so there have been so many opportunities. There have been literally tens of thousands of conversations because of this petition effort. And there have been so many conversations about God, about Jesus Christ, that, you know, there is a God, and I'm not God, you're not God, and he's created us. And that's why children have a right to life.
You know, Bob, it's been really neat to see how Colorado for Equal Rights has told the people that are doing the petitioning, talk to them. If they seem down, talk to them about the Lord. Tell them about Jesus. Give them the gospel. That is what's been different about this petition drive that I've never seen before.
Yeah, it's fabulous. In fact, Cal Zastro did some of the early training, petitioning trainings months ago, and some of them were recorded, and I was at one live, and I heard the recording, and yeah, the campaign urging us to pray with people, asking them, you know, telling them, may God bless you, you know, and to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so encouraging. It's so completely Christian. Joe, there are no big money organizations behind this.
I know.
There are a lot of lawyers and a lot of politicians who are against this.
That's true.
And then there are the, you know, the multi-million dollar ministries that are overly influenced by lawyers and politicians. And they're against this.
So,
but there are thousands, tens of thousands of Christians who are supporting this Colorado Synod effort.
This is the epitome of the grassroots effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There is no big money behind this. This is an extraordinary opportunity. And we're going to go into the second phase of this campaign where people can give. They can donate money to the campaign. It's Colorado for Equal Rights. And, of course, you know, Colorado Right to Life, people could donate to Colorado Right to Life, and they will use that money for the campaign to run radio and TV ads and work on the internet to teach people. Now, we got to teach people that there is a God-given right to life and that this personhood amendment recognizes that right to life.
Bob, what a fabulous opportunity, though, to be able to use the petitions and the amendment to tell, not only save the lives of innocent children, but to tell about Jesus, about salvation, about right and wrong, about the God-given right to life, about God's justice. It's a fabulous opportunity for us now. We just need the money to be able to do it.
Yeah, we do need money. So maybe people could, I'll give a phone number for Colorado Right to Life. Of course, they could go online and look for ColoradoForEqualRights.com, the campaign's website, and donate to them. Or they could donate to Colorado Right to Life, and they should realize that these donations are not tax deductible. And when we give to ministry and for reasons like this, we don't give just to get a deduction. That's not the point of it.
Amen.
And, you know, if you could take advantage of a tax deduction and give more money to an educational fund, well, then great. But please don't refrain from giving because you can't get a tax deduction. because then what you're doing is you're allowing politicians, bureaucrats, the IRS, and the world to decide how you're going to use your money to minister to unbelievers and to protect the innocent. And we need to look to God for leading on how to use our money, not to bureaucrats.
That's right. And the money is going to save lives. Who cares if you get a deduction if you're saving even one life?
Right.
Just one life.
Yeah, what an honor to save the life of one child. And, you know, Joe, somebody said to me today, a Christian, and it's a good point, you know, what is more important, saving souls or fighting abortion and saving lives? And I pointed out that it's not an either or, but it's both.
Right.
And the last time I got to pray with anybody for salvation was this past Saturday morning. A young couple went to the Life Commercials anti-abortion banquet, and they're not Christian, and they're in their mid-20s, and they said, you know what, we'd like to meet and talk. We had a wonderful talk for a couple hours, and I asked them, would you guys like to pray and trust Jesus Christ? And they both said yes, and they bowed their heads, and they prayed out loud. So here are people who recognize a true Christian faith in action.
That's right. And they
Joe, and I know, you know, you've brought so many moms to the Lord over the years because you're there at the abortion clinic. You're there for them. You love them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the opportunity to lead them to the Lord.
That's right. That's the main goal. I mean, we need to save the baby first, but after that, they need
right.
to be saved.
Exactly.
You know, one of those ladies sits in our church every Sunday. You know?
That's such a great point. Carrie was going to have an abortion.
Yeah.
And members of our church, you and Doug McBurney and others, intervened and helped her with a place to live and to get some of her utilities paid and food. And
yeah.
now it's, a year later, and she has a beautiful boy, Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And she's committed her life to the Lord.
Yes, she has. And is I've ever seen her. You know, she was very sad when we met her, and she's so happy now.
She's so happy. Her life was in utter ruin.
Yes.
And she has stood up in front of our church and given her testimony, and now her life is filled with joy and hope, and her child is the most precious gift next to her salvation in Jesus Christ. So this is what God wants the body of Christ to be on earth.
Amen.
To be light and salt. Joe, we're out of time, I know.
Thanks for calling, Bob.
Go tell the audience.
Maranatha Christian Center. Don't forget, bring your kids. Get a good education.